WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, a case of the COVID-19 Omicron variant has been detected in the U.S. A traveler who came to San Francisco from South Africa tested positive for that variant. Dr. Anthony Fauci making the announcement at today's White House press briefing.
The individual was a traveler who returned from South Africa on November the 22nd and tested positive on November the 29th.
Fauci says the traveler was fully vaccinated but doesn't believe the individual had a booster shot. Missing since before the Thanksgiving holiday, the bodies of an Ocean County couple have been found and identified.
The couple, who were in their 60s, are being identified as Stafford Township residents Gary and Lorraine Parker. No one had reportedly heard from the Parkers since they left for a ride on their ATVs and did not return home. The couple were found Tuesday in what Stafford Police Captain James Vaughn tells New Jersey 101.5 was a thicket of brush and thorn bushes in a densely wooded area on their property. Vaughn says Gary Parker ATV was recovered in the Warren Grove section of town with his alleged shotgun still strapped to the vehicle. Chad Robinson, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And Vaughn tells New Jersey 101.5 autopsies will be performed later this week, but foul play is not suspected in these deaths at this time. When will COVID-19 vaccines be available for kids younger than 5? A clinical trial was going on at Rutgers Robert Wood Johnson Medical School even before shots for kids age 5 through 11 were authorized, and Rutgers is now restarting that trial as Professor Dr. Sananda Gore says not enough volunteers were signed up nationally.
We need to reach the number in order to really be confident about the safety and the immunogenicity, which means to see if the antibody response is good.
Rutgers is only testing the Pfizer vaccine right now in a dose that's about one-third the amount cleared for the 5 to 11-year-olds and one-tenth of that offered to older children and adults. And if you're interested in signing your child up, there's a form available at nj1015.com. Now the Driveway.com business report. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says the Fed can't be sure that inflation will fade in the second half of next year, as many economists expect. In comments to the House Financial Services Committee Wednesday, Powell said that most economists see current price spikes, which have lifted inflation to a three-decade high, as largely a response to the pandemic's disruptions to supply and demand. But Powell noted that inflation has been more persistent and higher than we've expected. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones closed down 462 points. Driveway.com makes selling your car as easy as ordering pizza. Just go online, get an offer, and they'll come pick it up. Get started at Driveway.com. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Our warm-up accompanied by clouds and rain. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. For the Garden State's most reliable weather forecasts, count on Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow. Weekdays on New Jersey 101.5.
Jersey fast traffic.
Well, we've got better news in East Brunswick on Tice's Lane. They finally cleared away a crash right at the intersection of Riders Lane. For a while, they were directing traffic around that, but looks like both roadways reopened, still thinning out in the area, though. And now we've got a new issue in South Brunswick. This one involves a crash on Dean's Lane. A tractor-trailer struck an overpass, so Dean's Lane shut down between George's Road and Black Horse Lane. You've still got a wreck in Lakewood on New Hampshire Ave. It's a northbound crash up by 88. It's been tough on 70 in Lakewood heading out past the Parkway. And Parkway volume building around Union County. You've got brake lights both ways into exit 140, and from there you've got more slowdowns getting up to exit 145. Turnpike spurs on the slow side back down to the car and truck lanes, and if you're heading northbound over the Pulaski Skyway, busy ride into Jersey City. Once you get past the Tunnelly Circle, though, just about a 5-minute slowdown for the Holland, and the Lincoln Tunnel about a 5-minute delay, too. Jeff Fromm, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Myra, New Jersey Traffic South. Mercer County, you want to be careful. South Harrison is jammed, smacked with a delay from the canal, basically, all the way through going in towards town. We had an accident that was is still being worked on right by Hartley Ave. So go with Washington instead. You'll be better off. Good news, the 295 road work at the Scudder Falls Bridge cleared up, and that delay has eased out. However, 295 southbound is not going to be pretty for you in the South Jersey area. Starting out in Burlington County, we have a smidge of a backup now. South 295 approaching Route 73 at exit 36, but then the solid backup for the rush hour is from exit 30 down to exit 26. New Jersey fast traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 418 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic brought to you by Guaranteed Service. For only $77, Guaranteed Service will tune up both your heating system and water heater and give you a no-breakdown guarantee throughout the entire season or your repair is free. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or book online at GuaranteedService.com.
All Jersey, all the time.
Listen to you so much, you feel like you're part of the family.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. There's a warm-up on the way. Unfortunately, it's coming with clouds and raindrops. Even more unfortunately, the warmth will only last a single day. Tonight we get wet around a light rain likely sweeping through the state. Low temperatures fall to around 40 degrees. We're going to stay above the freezing mark here. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and mild. Highs 55 to 60. There is a chance of an additional rain shower clipping northern New Jersey tomorrow afternoon and evening. On Friday, we flip right back to cold and blustery weather, mostly sunny. Highs back down to around 45 to 50, and that's about where we'll stay through this weekend. Dry and pretty chilly. Highs only in the 40s for the most part for both Saturday and Sunday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Kearney, it's 49. Sayreville, 49. Woodbury Heights, 50. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather brought to you by David Bradley Chocolate Factory. This holiday season, choose David Bradley for delicious holiday gifts. The best tasting gifts from chocolate-covered hickory smoked bacon to solid chocolate Santas to giant 4-pound trays. This holiday season, David Bradley is simply the better choice.
New Jersey 101.